Okay, I have to do a little public apology, I think. You know, what is it? What are they? You know, if you know you're wrong, you should admit it and apologize. You know, it's Blake, by the way. Hi, it's Coast 93.1, Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. So I have to apologize to this fire truck that I didn't move over for, and I have no idea how long he was behind me waiting to get by.
That's happened to me before.
Now here's the thing. It wasn't like a fire truck. It was like a truck, like a pickup.
Yeah.
Okay. It was like a white pickup. Now this is in like York going into Kittery. So
off duty going to the scene.
No. No. I don't think so.
Okay.
Because it looked like an official fire truck. It had the plates and the lights. And So, but in my defense, and here's the thing, and this is why I feel the need to make a public statement, because I literally, 2 days ago, this happened yesterday, 2 days ago, I was in Kittery, like right near the shipyard, you know, around the corner from where we live. And there was a fire truck that was another like a red pickup, like one of the extra vehicles, not like the fire truck, but it's a fire vehicle, clearly.
Yep.
And lights and everything. And I moved over for it and everyone else moved over for it. There's this one a-hole who wouldn't move over, okay, was taking a left and the fire truck went to go around them. And they almost crashed into the fire truck.
My God.
Because they were, and then they stopped and wouldn't let the fire truck go. And I was like, who is this a-hole?
Right.
So, and that drives me crazy. So listen, on behalf of anyone who's in an emergency vehicle of any kind, move over.
Yeah.
Like you're supposed to pull over technically and stop. But as long as they can get by, you know, I think as long as you don't confuse them or distract, you know, do something crazy, like, you know, pull over and then hit reverse, you know.
Yeah.
So they can just go by you and get to the whatever emergency they need to get to. You know, that's where we really should be aware, you know.
Yes.
Now, I'm saying this in part talking to myself, because yesterday I'm driving and I don't know how long this white truck, and it had these, and I got to say, it had these two little pathetic little red lights on the front. It had a ton of them on the back.
Oh, no.
But it was just two little boop, 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 boop.
Oh, you're
in the windshield, right?
You're digging. Okay.
And it was just a white pickup truck. That's all it looked like. But it had these two little.
Okay. Well, that's tough to see.
And I was, you know, I was zoned out, listening to the radio. It was after work. I was just kind of in a, you know, on autopilot, driving on this kind of side road, too. Not even like a main road.
Yeah.
And I have no idea how long this thing was behind me. And I was like, oh, crap. And then I pulled up. At first, I thought I was getting pulled over, but then it was red lights and not blue lights. And I was like, oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
I pulled over and it went by. And then I was like, oh, God, how long was that truck behind me? Because I was, I don't know if I was listening to some song I liked or a podcast, whatever it was.
Yeah. Oh, happened to me. I don't know how old I was, but it was when it was cool to like blare your music.
Oh, yeah.
And the more bass, the better.
Yep.
There I was.
Yeah, thumping.
Jamming out for a while. And I don't know. And then I've, you know, you glance and you see like someone being like, move, along with like, and I was, oh my God.
Right.
Oh my God, so sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a.
I also, some guy, he didn't give me the finger, but he gave me some sort of a gesture on the drive home. See, this is the problem with me having a commute now, is that there's lots more room for, you know, rage.
Yeah.
So he was in a truck going down the turnpike, and I had my little Waze thing on and it said police ahead. And I feel like I wasn't even really like speeding that much. I was going a little bit over, but I wasn't like, you know, flying.
Yeah.
But I feel like if there's ever a police officer, I don't want to be in the left lane.
No.
You know, that's just a bad look.
Yeah. Cause
you know, you don't want to be
speeding.
You don't want to be caught passing people.
No.
Right.
Right.
So I'm like, uh-oh, police coming forward. You know, so then I kind of go over to the left lane or into the center lane, and there was a truck there, and I guess it was close enough for him that he thought, why did he just cut me off or whatever?
Yeah.
And so I saw him throw his hands up.
Uh-oh.
And then sure enough, the Waze thing was wrong and there wasn't a cop. Because if there was a cop, I would have been like, see?
Yeah, but, you're welcome.
Yeah, but there wasn't, so then I just looked like an a-hole.